It's Friday, November 8th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom expressed its deep concern over forcible closure of at least 12 evangelical Protestant churches by the government of Algeria, Africa. The campaign to shut down churches in Algeria began about 2 years ago, but just in the last 7 weeks, 8 churches have been shut down, including Algeria's 2 largest Protestant congregations. USERF Vice Chair Gail Manchin said, quote, "We call on the government of Algeria to immediately reopen all of the closed churches and cease this campaign of harassment against the Christian community," end quote. Sudan's Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasser al-Din Mufra, acknowledged on Sunday that Christians suffered persecution and very bad practices under the previous brutal regime of Omar al-Bashir. Mufra also said that property confiscated from Christians during that era would be returned and that Christians were free to practice their faith. The army ousted Bashir's regime back in April, and a new government was sworn in on September 8th to lead this next transition period of 39 months. Daniel 2, verse 21 says, "The Lord changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." The U.S. collected a record $7 billion in tariffs in September as a result of the Trump administration's trade war with China. However, officials from the U.S. and China announced Thursday that they would be rolling back tariffs on each other's goods as part of phase one of a trade deal. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission, known for its attacks on Christian Colorado baker Jack Phillips that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, is now going after Christian web designer Lori Smith over her stand for biblical marriage. Smith added wedding websites to her design portfolio, but the state commission will punish her if she does not support faux homosexual marriages. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys representing Smith filed an appeal last week against orders that violate her religious liberty. The appeal will be heard before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit in Denver. Live Action released a video last week showing how the abortion pill was made under the same company that produced the gas used to kill people during the Holocaust. In 1980, French pharmaceutical company Russell-Ucloff created RU486, the pill now used to kill unborn babies chemically. Russell-Ucloff is a subsidiary of Hoechst AG, the company that made the gas used in the concentration camps. And in 1994, Russell-Ucloff donated their U.S. patent rights for the deadly pill to the Population Council Incorporated, which went on to market it in the U.S. The FDA approved RU486 in 2000. In 2017, 339,640 babies were killed with the abortion pill, accounting for 39% of reported abortions that year in the U.S. Wisdom says in Proverbs 8, verse 36, "All those who hate me love death." President Donald Trump celebrated the appointment of his 150th federal judge on Wednesday, announcing he hopes to appoint 182 federal judges under his administration. 112 of these judges have been confirmed to district courts, 43 to circuit courts, and 2 to the Supreme Court. Many of Trump's nominees have filled spots held by Republicans, but he has notably been reshaping the historically liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with 6 appointees. And finally, Kanye West's new album, Jesus is King, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard charts. This also coincided with increased Google searches about Jesus and Christianity, prompting the American Bible Society to announce that they will send up to 1,000 free Bibles to Kanye fans who are interested in Christianity. John Farquhar Plake, Director of Ministry Intelligence at American Bible Society, said, quote, "Our goal with this campaign is to give Americans, and yes, Kanye fans, the opportunity to look for answers to their most pertinent questions at the source," end quote. Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, November 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.